And now this is a dictation for Jan Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, July 635, addressed as a letter to Dr. Reichmann, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reichmann, a follow-up for Mr. Harris. With advanced renal failure, secondary to biopsy proving interstitial fibrosis, tubular atrophy, and vascular abnormalities. Since the last visit in December, he developed deep vein thrombosis. Left lower extremity, for what he has received anticoagulation with Eliquis. Denies any bleeding. There has been some weight loss. No vomiting dysphagia. According to wife, 3 small meals. No abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding. Good urine output. No infection, cloudiness of blood, nocturia or incontinence. Edema resolved, but still some amount on the left comparing to the right. Chronic dyspnea, underlying COPD, CHF, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen, refusing to use EPA machine. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the high dose of Lasix, bisoprolol, hydralazine, nitrates. New medicine Eliquis. On bronchodilators, but only uses albuterol and occasionally Atrovent for rescue. He's not using the long-acting bronchodilator in a regular basis. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight is down from 214 to 206. Blood pressure was 130 over 72 by the nurse. Decreased hearing, normal speech, some muscle wasting. COPD abnormalities with isolated bronchitis, coarse Ralph's bases, probably emphysema, no wheezing, no pleural effusion. Has a pacemaker on the left side. There are plans to change the system in 5 months. No pericardial wrap. Has a systolic murmur. No gross abdominal distension or ascites. Minor edema on the left comparing to the right. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries in March. Hemoglobin dropped from 11 to 9.9. A normal white blood cell platelet, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 32 stage 3B, elevated uric acid 9.6. Next paragraph. The most recent echo is a year ago, January 23, ejection fraction at 48%, severe enlargement of atria. Grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. He has prior mitral valve repair, tricuspid valve repair, prior MACE procedure, as well as ligation of the atrial appendage. At that time, previously no obstructive coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of decompensation of volume overload. There is no indication for dialysis, which is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Next number, recent vein thrombosis, anticoagulated Eliquis. Next number, anemia. He denies any external bleeding. Restart iron replacement. Recheck iron studies. Next number, no need to change diet for potassium, stable and no acid-base abnormalities. Next number, blood test needs to include phosphorus for potential binders. Next number, COPD, clinically stable. Next number, heart abnormalities as indicated above, clinically stable. I found iron studies at 45 ferritin saturation 16% from December. Next number, problems of insomnia. He tried a low dose of melatonin. He can go higher. Any over-the-counter sleeping aid, AID, we need to watch for side effects. Anticholinergic, antihistamines, in an elderly person, continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back in 4 months.